Don't get too close. Where might you hear or see those words? Maybe at a museum, don't touch. Sometimes at school, stay in your line. Perhaps at church, or a hospital, or grandma's house, or don't get too close. But God does not want those words to apply to him. The covenant in the Old Testament was always loving. But the letter to the Hebrews argues that it had its origin in a fear of God and a fear of punishment. Blazing fire and gloomy darkness, we heard. But the covenant in Christ manifests that love through access to God. Approaching the heavenly Jerusalem with joy and confidence. And that's not something that we're only waiting for. It's something that we're already experiencing as his children. So I consider it an incredible gift that this weekend we have two examples of people who experienced God here and now wait for us to join them in heaven. Every year the church celebrates the Feast of Saint Monica on August 27th and the Feast of her son, Saint Augustine, on August 28th. So this year, both of those celebrations fall on this weekend. Monica yesterday and Augustine today. While Augustine is mostly remembered for giving us one of the most popular books ever written, Monica is mostly remembered for giving us Augustine. So what are the highlights of their incredible story? Well, it's been said that at a young age, Augustine lost both his faith and his innocence. He grew up in a Christian family, but he was never baptized. His dad was a pagan who converted right before he died. But his mom always introduced him to the faith. Augustine said that when he drew milk from his mother's breast, he also drew the name of Jesus. And he says, even though other things in the world seemed elegant, well-written, and even true, the name of Jesus never fully left him. But at the age of 16, Augustine left home and was pulled by every enticement of the world. At the age of 18, he bore a child with a woman who was not his wife. Yes, we're talking about St. Augustine here. And the fall of his passions was closely followed by the fall of his mind. He latched on to a heresy called Manichaeism, which believed that there's a God of good and a God of evil. We're just battling it out. And if I do something bad, it's not because I'm wrong. It's just because the God of evil had the upper hand, which is pretty convenient to believe if I did something bad. It's no wonder that one of Augustine's most famous quotations is, "Lord, give me chastity, but not yet." But while Augustine was a wild and reckless man, one thing was constant. His mother never stopped praying for him. After 17 years away, his mind and his heart came back to God. Augustine's book, Confessions, is one of the most popular books in history. And his final conversation with his mother might be one of its most beautiful passages. In his book, he says, "The end of her life was approaching, but we did not know it. We were enjoying a very pleasant conversation, asking one another what it would be like to share the eternal life enjoyed by the saints. Within a few days, she became sick and unconscious. And at one point, she came back to and heard Augustine and his brother distraught about where they would bury their mom. She looked at both of them, and she said, "It is not important where you bury me. What is important is that you remember me at the altar of the Lord, wherever you are." So what can we learn from these two amazing saints whose feast days were yesterday and today? I think one takeaway is the return of Augustine. If you've ever thought, "I don't want to come back to God, I don't even know if he exists," keep reading, keep studying, keep asking. If he does exist, he won't hide it from you. Or if you've ever thought, "God will never take me back because of what I've done or the people that I've hurt," remember Augustine. You can always come back. I think a second takeaway is the perseverance of Monica. 17 years she prayed for her son. Now you might say, "I've been praying longer than 17 years for my son or my wife or my dad or whoever it is that I love." Don't give up. You may never see the fruits of your prayer, but they're there. And one last takeaway is the final conversation between Augustine and Monica. You know, when we sit down with someone and we talk about schedules and recipes and playoff games, and these two talked about what it would be like to share eternal life. Could you do that with someone you love? Then again, why not? This is the person you want to be with forever. Hebrews says that you've approached the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. This mother and her son are already there. And in a sense, so are we.